Hey everybody, welcome back. It's your host, the Crazy Uncle. Today, we're going to be talking about something. I hope I'm not too late to this party, but it comes down to the dating situation of today. So, do yourself a favor. Grab yourself a beer, because I think for this one, you're going to need it. Now, I've been noticing a lot of this happening where the whole idea of any type of romance is gone. Okay, women complain to us about chivalry, even though chivalry is a warrior's code. There is one line about officer and gentleman. I am not an officer, and I've almost never been called a gentleman. So, unless you're going to challenge me to a duel, I don't want to hear about chivalry. But the kicker is, women now are starting to quite literally put their sexual resume out there. I thought this was just something that one person was doing, but oh my, it's everywhere now. This is insane. The whole idea of relationships now is actually falling into the realm of sci-fi, and I'm going to explain that here in a second. Now, back in the day, I do have to say with a little bit of shame that I used to watch the Trekkie Treks. Looking at them now, it wasn't for the fact that sci-fi, some of the actors are just enjoying what they're doing. It is not worth watching. The shows, especially the Treks and Star Wars, they suck so much. They look big hairy moose balls. They're just terrible. And when you look at the old ones, you realize how bad they actually were. Regardless, there is one on the ripoff of Babylon 5 with the Trek space station, and they had the guys with the big ears. Now, these guys, their whole culture is about finance, and I had to write it down. Ferengi? Fraggy? Whatever. Sounds like something Scooby-Doo is here. Well, roll, Raggy. Whatever. Fuck that shit. Anyways, one of the first things you see, and I had to look this back up because a buddy of mine brought it up, and I was like, no, that can't be real. The two brothers, the ones with the big ears and the jagged friggin' shark teeth, are arguing, and one says to the other, well, you paid for a 5-year marriage contract so you could have a kid, and that was actually in the contract. And when the contract was over, you got the kid, and she fucked off. I mean, they didn't say it that way, and I'm ad-libbing. If you're wondering why I'm not just putting the scene up as a small channel as this is right now, I don't feel like getting a copyright strike and getting banned off of half the platform, because a lot of them, they don't just have a bug up their ass. They have a whole fucking ant farm up their ass. Hey, you can have your gender identity on that one. Ugh. Almost makes me want to not drink my beer. Almost. Regardless, if they're putting them out their resume, and now that the law has gotten to the point that, and guys have realized how totally fucked the law is when it comes to them, it's going to come down to a marriage contract just like that. For a certain amount of time, you have the kid, or she has the kid, you raise it, you pay her for her time and services, and then she can go fuck off. She can go back and have her hot girl summer. Or whatever. Hot MILF summer or whatever. And I can see it going this way. It will have to, because if you've looked into the amount of marriages, it's what, 6 for every 1,000 or some shit personnel in this country? It's insane. And the replacement rates are even worse. And I've said this to friends of mine for a while. If I ever got, say I won the lotto or something, I'm too old to worry about getting married. I would hire a couple of surrogates and get the kids, pay them for their services, and say, bye, have a nice life. Hold on to their folder so when the kid turns 16, I figured at that point they should be smart enough, they can mentally mature enough, they can handle it. Say, here's the file, do what you want with it. Tell me that's not just a simple way of doing it. But it's getting to that point, because again, women have changed and they realize it is simply a business transaction. And they're starting, thanks to channels like SSM, Pop and Blake on Redonkulous, Clary, fucking, you know, you name these guys. You know, I forget a few of them. You got the bald guy, Entrepreneurs, and then you have the dude in the suit who keeps, you know, sending that thing about slapping the chicks who are acting stupid. Excuse me. Hey, I'm all for it. As long as the information is getting out there, welcome to the information age, motherfucker. I've talked about this on my other channels, which, by the way, will be in the description of this. I do ask that if you came across this channel, you check those out. Subscribe would be great, but if nothing else, give me a thumbs up. It helps the analytics out. I'm just trying to get started. I know I'm extremely late to this YouTube thing and on the freaking online, and now everybody and their brother has a tickety-tock. Whatever. He's only a few of those people are worth listening to. So anyways, I hope I helped you out any. If you're a younger guy, I want you to realize this is where things are heading. If you're an older guy like me, just sit back and watch this shit burn. Just like all those women who got plowed by Chad and Tyrone, and it burns when they pee. So this is your crazy uncle. I'm out.